Average Network Short Subject 33 plunges us headlong into the Judge Isaac Parker hearing room on or about Capitol Hill for the Senate Armed Services Committee hearings on a Director of National Intelligence 911 commission reports and the newly proposed troop realignment. Let us join Defense Secretary Rumsfeld, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General Richard Myers, Interim CIA Director John McLaughlin, and Assistant Secretary Dr. Stephen Cambone of DOD.
Because of the executive branch. Now, Secretary Rumsfeld, we have heard that Dr. Henry Kissinger has called for a pause to reflect and the forming of a committee of old guys to examine the problem. And can we simplify the Congressional Oversight Committee process?
Well, Senator Dole, we must pause and reflect, not knowing which country is which country to country from the get-go. What I mean is that, yes, we have to be careful, because what I mean is we might be starting down a road and not really examining the landscape, which is strewn with committees and experienced heads. The devil's in the details, senators.
Any other questions or comments, gentlemen? Senator Chambliss, did you wish to shoot your face? Ask further questions.
Well, gentlemen, we all know the difficulties of complying with commission recommendations and the recommendations of people that we don't know or haven't really met properly, and we are presented with a great challenge, and, John, Senator Warner,
Saxby.
Well, I don't really have anything to say,
well,
John.
Well, that isn't unusual. You are a senator, after all.
How much time have we questioning?
Senator Kennedy, we have extra time available from our Arts Committee, which, as you might recall, we formed and have hardly ever used since 1971. So we have lots of time we can borrow. We reckon roughly 80 minutes per side. So
fast. That's fine, John.
Thank you, Ted. Senator Dayton, I'm afraid it's your turn.
Why are you afraid, Senator Warner?
Well, you're going to say something off the immediate point, and people will start to think, and they'll get angry at us again. We could lose our cushy jobs and retirement packages.
Senator, with all due respect, sir, you're already stinking rich.
Oh, that's right. Never mind, Senator. Proceed.
Secretary Rumsfeld, General Myers, so far in questioning, I've received on behalf of the 9/11 families 9 separate times for the launch of interceptor aircraft after it was learned that the 9/11 plot was unfolding. I have received 4 separate times for the shoot-down order originating in 3 separate offices from 7 separate officials. Which one was it, Mr. Secretary?
Well, is 9:02 a.m. taken?
Let me see. No, 9:02 a.m. is still open.
Okay. I didn't order anyone not to shoot things down at 9:02 a.m.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. General Myers?
Well, I've always been partial to 10 a.m., but I suppose that's too late.
It really is, General. We still have a good block of time available from 8:21 a.m. to 8:39, and another block between 9:03 and 9:08.
Okay, I'll guess 9:03 to stay close to dawn.
Did you order anything shot down, General?
I may have, but I will have to check my records. I order things shot down all the time. The devil's in the details, Senator.
Thank you, General. Director McLaughlin, you were not DCI on 9/11. Dr. Cambone?
I wasn't DCI on 9/11 either, Senator.
I know that, Steve. That wasn't my question.
9:06 a.m., and I can't order anyone shot down much as I'd like to sometimes.
Thank you, Dr. Cambone.
Senator Kennedy.
Senator, I yield a minute to my colleague, Senator McCain.
Thank you, Ted. Secretary Rumsfeld, as a member of an evil-minded administration that I fully support, I find your questions and answers typically insincere and disingenuous, which I will stand behind even though you are are a pretty awful creature, whom I fully support. Why are you stonewalling this decision, sir?
The devil is in the details, Senator. We can't just pretend. 2, 3, that we're safe because we live in the details and soak up oil. We have to be the guard at the airport and the friendly stowaway. We have to keep our nation afloat in a sea of hideous tranquility against the rising tide of the day after tomorrow. We only have to be right once. The terrorists have to be right all the time. The president wouldn't have it any other way.
Don, didn't make one lick of sense. Oh, well, Senator Kennedy.
Thank you, you, Senator McCain. Gentlemen, do you have any intention of answering our questions in an intelligible fashion? Director McLaughlin?
I like hearing, Senator. I can't imagine anything better than spending the day with Congress people answering questions.
Director McLaughlin, that is not a normal human reaction. General, do you or the others plan to answer any of our questions intelligently?
Probably not, Ted.
I doubt it, Senator.
Oh, I refuse to answer. Because I can't remember.
Well, then, John, I return the bulk of my time, and I'll take a nap.
Well, if we're not going to get anything sensible out of you gents, I'd suggest that...
Senator Warner, if we aren't going to do anything important, can I get some free TV time?
Well, Saxby, if I give you free TV time, I'll have to give Senator Levin equal time.
I'll hold you to that, Senator.
I knew you would, Carl.
Well, these good public servants have to be here anyway.
Well, John, I think these gentlemen certainly deserve a chamber. Speech.
Oh, Senator.
Now, John, we have to listen to him. You should as well. You're the ones who sunk Max Cleland after all, Don.
Oh, all right.
Hell. All right, Saxby.
Oh, boy. I was born in a tiny log cabin that my grandparents built with their own hands behind our mansion in Decatur.
Senators, please, the pain.
Struggle over secession and free market practices and the fun and profit of a slave economy. Imagine my surprise when I found that the war between the states ended 80 years before I was born. My horror increased when I learned that General Robert E. Lee was no longer president and that General Eisenhower and Judge Hardy wasn't the same man at all. Just imagine.
Average Network Short Subject 33, Boy Have We Got Hearings, was written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and the Network Averages. All celebrity impersonations are off-the-shelf items available at your local Small Mart or all trade slut pharmacies. This is Pablo T. Flies for the Average Network. Stay tuned!